Thursday, the 1st of February. While I think of it, I've had a very interesting selection of library books of late, among them the André Diaries, History of the CTC, which I did not finish, and a book on locomotives, whose name I forget for the moment. At present, I still have the locomotive book, the piano version of Gounod's Faust, and Daniel Defoe's New Voyage Around the World, and Life of Duncan Campbell. Saturday, the 3rd of February. I took Mum to the Tups this afternoon to see Wallace Beery and Marie Dressler in Tugboat Annie, a very good film. There was also a Blood and Thunder cowboy yarn with the usual piffle. Tuesday, the 13th of February. Pancake day, but no pancakes. We had an agreeable diversion at evening classes when we were shown round the new plastering, plumbing and painting shops in the new extension of the Tech by the head of the building department. For the rest of the evening, we took notes on limes and cements, etc. Friday, the 16th of February. I put off my homework tonight and spent my time tuning in. I heard Moscow broadcasting in English for the first time tonight. It was very interesting, and I shall try to listen in at other times to it. We grumble about the cold, but it was 12 degrees Fahrenheit in Moscow today. Very mild, the announcer said. Saturday, the 17th of February. As Mum's cold was a little better, she and I went shopping up Green Street. By the way, I see the proprietors of the Berlin Pictures have made full use of Berlin Castle as an advert for the film Private Life of Henry VIII, which is showing there next week. Tuesday, the 20th of February. Got a bit of a cold coming along. Dad had a letter from Aunt Nora asking, among other things, if I could go to the Lyceum pantomime on Friday next to meet her outside the Gaiety at 6 o'clock. Had notes tonight, mostly about limes and cements, about which, though I am very vague, I am a little clearer than I was. Wednesday, the 21st of February. My cold was much worse today, and I had filled up 5 handkerchiefs before noon. I called home on my way to night school for some more handkerchiefs. After evening classes, I felt very dopey. I went to bed early, after having a hot drink and very little to eat. Mum rubbed some Vic on my throat before I went to bed. Thursday, the 22nd of February. I sent a note to Aunt Nora confirming the meeting tomorrow night, though at present 10 a.m. I don't feel very much like it. However, the weather having improved, which bucks one up no end, I feel a lot more cheery now, 4 p.m. My cold is certainly not half so bad today. Friday, the 23rd of February. I met Aunt Nora outside the Gaiety at 6 o'clock tonight, and after dinner at Slater's, went to the Lyceum pantomime. The show was very good, though not so good as it has been. George Jackley, Norton and Gold, and Dick Tubb were all very good. Saturday, the 24th of February. I had an appointment with the Co-op optician this afternoon, as my present glasses, though good enough for short distance work, such as this, positively make me afraid when I'm out on the bike of running into something I cannot see in time. He recommends that I have a pair of anastigmatic lenses in addition to the present spectacles, the new glasses to be only used for distance working. These lenses are even dearer than the ones I have now, and he says the new glasses, including frames, will cost £3. I called in at Halfords on the way home and bought a Lucas cyclometer. This is of British make at 3 and 6 and compares favourably with the Vida I had, which cost 6 and 9 when it was new, though now the tariff has gone on. Vidas are made in the USA. They cost something over 9 shillings. That is, the price compares favourably. Time will show how the new meter performs. Tuesday, the 27th of February. Notes on heating systems at evening classes. Had a revival of The Arcadians tonight. Leonard Henry as Simplicitus, very good as usual. On the wireless, of course.